very first night I went clubbing, I was going to Agnes Scott, going to an all-women's college, and I was somehow friends with a senior and a junior. And they were like, we're going to go out. I had just turned 18, like, the 2 days before. And we went to this goth club in Atlanta, Nocturnia. And I bought black jeans at Target and a black lace tank top in their nightwear section.
God.
And Jen wore vinyl hot pants and, like, you know, crazy fishnet stuff from Hot Topic and from some of the little fetish stores in Little Five. And Deirdre wore, like, some crazy-ass Renaissance shit. And even at that point, I was like, I'm wearing men's jeans from Target because this is the only thing that fit me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was the beginning of my long, painful insecurity getting dressed to go out.
There was a line of, and you know what, I'm embarrassed that I don't remember the brand name now. There was a line of dresses that I think it was actually Hot Topic plus sizes that carried it before Torrid came out, that were sort of like faux Renaissance-y. They were all made of rayon, and they would have like these crazy ass layers, and they would have like millions of miles of like rayon braid trim. And they were basically like fucking uber goth dresses.
Yeah, I have one.
I mean, I don't know how I did this at the time. I must have just been in. I swear I probably was just like eating ramen or whatever. I bought pretty much every single one that I could find in my
size.
That's
amazing.
And I've since wound up selling them, which actually I'm kind of sad about now. Like, I wish I had kept like at least one just for shits and giggles.
But I still have my one, but it's too small.
Well, yeah, and they were also sized really weird. Like, I would have to get the biggest size, but they were still kind of small.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was working at Joann Fabrics at the time, and I remember changing at work to go clubbing, and I would get out of my shitty work clothes, mm-hmm. which were, like, khakis, and you had to wear a white shirt and a fucking apron that said like Joann and had my name on it, and changing out of that into this like uber goth dress and my coworkers being like gobsmacked at the change and being able to go out and feeling so fucking awesome about myself because of it. Like, wow, I could wear this dress that looks better than like 90% of what other people in the club are wearing.
I bought my dress I don't even know how it happened. I went to Atlanta with some friends for New Year's 2000, like from 99 turning to 2000. And we went to the Mall of Georgia, which is on the north side. It's a very huge mall. It's like up in fucking Gwinnett County. And they had a Hot Topic. And my friend Lee made me try this dress on. And it was like the largest size and it was still a little tight. And I came out of the fitting room and other people in the store were telling me how good it looked. And it was the first time I had ever worn anything like really tight.
Uh-huh.
And like my bra was kind of sticking out of the top a little bit. And they were like, that's really hot. And it was like, I was broke as hell. I spent like the only $100 I had to my name on that dress because that was an incredible reaction. I had never conceptualized that through the power of clothing, I could do that.
It makes you feel something that is more than the money that you've spent. And I think that was a big deal when I first sort of discovered the goth scene was the goth scene, while definitely elevated the willowy pale female, was a lot more accepting of different body types than most social groups I had been a part of prior to that. And, you know, you could go to a goth night and see fat women wearing corsets and you know, dressed in these ways that I just couldn't even conceptualize fat women dressing that way before I saw it. And I saw it and it was this crazy like explosion in my head that, oh my God, that these women are sexual and they look sexual
I
and
was going to say, and not only were they there dressed like that, people were responding to it in a positive way.
hell fucking yeah, they were.
Yeah. Like people were all over them. And that also blew my mind. I remember really clearly being in a club in Atlanta in the bathroom peeing. And this other woman, you know how sometimes you overhear people talking in front of the mirror?
Yeah.
And this woman was adjusting like her corsetry, and what she said was, "There is nothing in the world that is worse than being fat," because she was in the process of losing weight. She was talking about how much weight she was losing, and like it, I remember it because I didn't automatically agree with her. I had gotten to this point where that was a mental disconnect, like. Well, no, she's got these amazing clothes. She's at this club where nobody is going to make fun of her body. There are lots of things that are worse than that.
Yeah.
And it was sort of this moment of cognitive dissonance where it may have been one of the first moments where I ever wouldn't have just automatically thought that a perfectly logical thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I think the first time I ever saw a fat woman and thought, wow, she's beautiful, happened, and I remember it vividly,
Yeah.
happened at a goth club, and she was dancing. And it wasn't even that she was dressed very revealing, because she wasn't. She was just wearing sort of like a long black skirt and like a flowy black poety shirt. And I remember looking and thinking, wow, she is fucking gorgeous. And that being, even at the in the moment, thinking, wow, like she's my size, and I'm thinking that about her.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I could also be beautiful to someone?
Yeah.
And that was a really, really hardcore revelation for me. It's weird. It is really, you know what? I might actually encapsulate this and add it as an extra about the whole goth thing, because I
Yeah.
think that was a really influential experience for me, that being exposed to that subculture really broadened, although I certainly didn't plan on it or expect it at the time, it really broadened my perceptions of beauty. Such that when I really started getting hardcore into size acceptance, it was less of a challenge for me, because I had already come to see boys in makeup and dresses as
Yeah.
attractive.
Well, I was going to say, it's not just size acceptance. Like, one of the things. So, in high school, I lived predominantly with my grandparents. I did 4 years of Mormon seminary, in a small town in North Florida. And then
Wow.
I moved back to Atlanta and went clubbing a lot. Like, there was that first night, and then there was every single night except Thursdays when Silk Stockings was on. No, it was Mondays. Because Thursdays was secret room. Yeah, like
What
Forever
about Forever Night?
Night wasn't, no. It was
Oh
silk, it was all
man.
about silk stockings.
I watched Silk Stockings too, but I did love Forever Night.
But it was this environment where not just bodies, but the idea of gender as a liminal identity w really played out in person. And people give goth shit all the time. I have never known like a more accepting group, given that they're a bunch of like crazy elitist snobs sometimes. I have never known people more prone to be just shitty, ridiculous, like silly without shame.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I have a that's why in a lot of ways I still identify with the subculture, even though I haven't gone clubbing in so long because I can't find clothes that will render me adequately gothy.
Yeah, it's sort of it's not it, at the time it wasn't even something I was aware was
Yeah.
happening, but I really do credit that with the fact that I would go on as a grad student to study gender,
Yeah.
and because that was it was a radical experience, because as you said, it wasn't just about size, and it wasn't just about gender either. It was more about learning to expand your concept of what beauty is and what is attractive. And it really defies a lot of common beauty standards for a lot of different reasons.
Absolutely.